what I went to was very adamant about these as being instruments of the devil, you know, because you only encountered cards in smoke-filled rooms with pots of money on the table and people are doing all sorts of dastardly. But I also had the message that my parents had people over most weekends when they would play, euchre, I think was the game that they enjoyed playing. And I saw that the same deck of cards, which were instruments of the devil, were enjoyed in my home and by people that I loved. And I knew that they really, the devil wasn't there. And so I had kind of a mixed message. And I guess I still got kind of that mixed message in my life, even though cards, decks of cards, hold a prominent place in my home. my wife's family and Janie's gotten it. I think Robert may also be in on it. They enjoy playing cribbage, and solitaire is on good foundation. But cards, they sometimes can be bad and sometimes can be good. But I wanted to read for you something that I heard when I was about most of you guys' age. There was something that was played on the radio called Deck of Cards, and it was a little story. And, about 25 or 30 years ago, I bought a record, set of records, actually, mainly because it had the deck of cards on it. And last night, I spent a good long while playing that over and over and over again until I had it transcribed and written down. And I wanted to tell you this story about a deck of cards. Okay. Now it starts out. It says, "Friends, this is T. Texas Tyler with a strange story about a soldier boy and a deck of cards." A soldier boy and a deck of cards. "During the recent war overseas," now at that time that recent war was probably World War II, but it could be any old war. "During the recent war overseas, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike. They camped outside a little town near the front, and the next day, being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. And after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up. Those of the boys who had New Testaments took them out. But this one boy had only a deck of cards, and so he spread them out. And a sergeant who commanded the boys at church saw the cards and said, 'Soldier, put away those cards.' And after services were over, the soldier was taken prisoner, and he was brought before the provost marshal. And the marshal said, 'Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?' 'For playing cards in church, sir.' 'And what have you to say for yourself, son?' 'Much, sir,' replied the soldier. And the marshal said, 'I hope so, son, for if not, I shall have to punish you severely.' Well, the soldier says, 'Well, you see, sir, I've been on a march for about 6 days, and I had neither Bible nor prayer book, just this deck of cards that I found in a foxhole, that I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions.'" And it says, with that, the boy started this story. "You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me there is but one God. And when I see the deuce, it reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testaments. And when I see the tray," that's the three tray, "I think of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four spot, sir, it reminds me of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, I think of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them, of course, but five were wise, and they were saved, and five were foolish, and were shut out. And when I see the six, it reminds me that in 6 days, God made this great heaven and earth. And when I see the seven, it reminds me that on the seventh day, God rested from his great work. When I see the eight spots, sir, it reminds me of the eight righteous persons that God saved when he destroyed the earth with a flood. there was Noah and his wife, their three sons, and their wives, eight in all. When I see the nine, it reminds me of the lepers that our Savior cleansed. And nine out of the ten didn't even thank him. When I see the ten spots, sir, I think of the Ten Commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. Now then, when I see the king, it reminds me once again that there is but one King of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who I think of as the Queen of Heaven. And the jack, or knave, is what they sometimes call the jack. Well, that's the devil. Now, there are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 365 spots on the cards. Now, that may be on his deck of cards. I counted these, and I didn't get 365. But he says, there are 365 spots on a card, the number of days in the year. There are 13 tricks, 1 through 10, and then the three picture cards. There are 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter, or in a season. There are 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year, and there are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. So you see, sir, my deck of cards has served me as a Bible, almanac, and prayer book. And it finishes, and friends, this story is true, I know, because I was that soldier. That's what T. Texas Tyler said. So, what we found out from that is that, well, if you're looking for God, then you can find him anywhere, even in a deck of cards.